Hello everyone, greetings. I'm Neely, your host for this podcast. This podcast is going to be called Digital Pangea. I hope it's not too hard to understand. Pangea being kind of like maybe perhaps a bit globalist, you know, like I know the G word is scary, but you know, we do seem to be always headed toward a more and more global society, as you know, the internet has brought us together and farther apart also in such strange ways. I'd actually really like to discuss. Oh, my cat's here as well. He's also co-host. This is co-host. I feel like I should give him a, you know, this guy's name. Let's just call him Osito because he is. That's his name. His name is Oso Negro. He's from Mexico. So happens to be from Mexico. Nothing strange about that. He's some sort of witch's brew cat. Anyway, so the internet has brought us, you know, further and further apart, as well as closer and closer together, in such strange and obscure ways that, you know, of which we've, you know, never believed or imagined until we've seen it ourselves, you know? From furries to cam models to, you know, red rooms on the dark net, if they're real or they're not, like, you know, the controversy over whether we should be using the internet, and for what we should be using the internet for. This is kind of the topics that I want to go over. Things like this, like, I want to keep it interesting, so please do give me feedback for this podcast. So if there's like something particularly you'd like to hear about, or you have heard me speaking of something interesting, you know, nothing is really off topic. I want to go and make this a not safe for work channel, I'm afraid. Sorry if you're at work or if you're not safe at work, but it's going to be explicit. It's going to be deep, dark, dirty things about the internet, about what happens on the internet, about what, you know, what the internet is for, and then also, you know, I want to be very transparent. As in, I have been a digital anthropologist for a long time, about 4 or 5 years now. Coming up, but I have been a online webcam model or webcam entertainer of the explicit nature, and I do want to explain that this is like not going to be anything remotely related to advertising, that as I am not in that career anymore. So it's kind of like this is just me speaking from the past, as that is my that was my I believe, you know, it is, it truly is. You know, delving into a culture, which was the community, the website that I was on, and seeing the differences between different websites, but then overall the community as a whole. So the porn community, I feel like I did have some sort of grasp upon. I was always very interested in the internet as a, you know, teenager in high school and things like that. You know, I used to date guys who like were into 4chan, and back then I thought it was cool. Right? Oh goodness. But anyway, thank you for joining me this far along. I hope you will join for much, much longer. Thank you. I'm just gonna put something in the middle while I can take a smoke break, and I'll be right back with the next topic. Hey again, guys, I'm back. So this is a little bit funny, isn't it? Like, yeah, it's very funny, isn't it, Osito? He sits on my script, like, right as I'm about to just press the button and start podcasting. You're a great friend, dude. Can I please have my paperback? So I wrote down some notes. I thought maybe it would be a good idea to write some notes down first. Like, I'm pretty sure everyone does that. You know, everyone who does the internet thing, the nomadic internet game of having a career online. It's difficult, but, you know, you can do it somehow. You'll find a way. So I was thinking, I kind of wanted to maybe think about having some sort of layout, or like a way of going around making a podcast on the internet, because the internet is huge and full of rubbish. So I was thinking... Oh, thank you for moving. Thank you. He moved. Awesome. So, I was thinking of having maybe like a segment on applications or programs that I like, that are maybe new, or I just figured out, honestly, that they probably won't be new, because I probably would have just figured out that they existed, and they've been around for a while, and that's kind of just usually how I find, like, apps, programs, all sorts of things like that. and then maybe, like, a segment on some social negatives, like rumors, bullying, cyber bullying deaths, I guess. It sounds, like, really sad and messed up, but it's true. The internet, I think, has really caused a lot of young people, especially, like, I mean, I made a bunch of mistakes when I was young. I was so stupid. But, you know, that stuff, like, is forgotten about pretty much because it wasn't immortalized in photograph in pixels forever. It's in a whole another layer of messed up, I think. Like, it's sad, and I think, no, I shouldn't be laughing, but it's like, it's very, I mean, it sounds crazy, but it's like, yeah, that will always be on the internet, and you probably feel like it's always gonna be on the internet, or it'll always be relevant, maybe, at that time. Maybe it'll always be relevant to you, maybe it'll always hurt you, but, you know, those people who are hurting you, like, just, if you are being cyberbullied, just know that things get buried under the internet as well. Like, I can't find photographs that I really actually care about. I can't find posts that I actually care about. And I also can't find anything. I don't really, you know, if you go digging for things, you know, time does heal wounds. And I know, you know, it's not easy to get through bullying, you know, especially when you're young and you're in a small society of little primates. And as an anthropologist, I know isolation and, like, ostracization is the worst thing you can do to a primate, I think. But you know what? You're gonna find another troop, and that troop's gonna be good to you, okay? You're gonna find your own troop. Keep searching, little monkey. Keep searching. Don't give up. Almost done. If it sounded like I said give up, I said don't. Okay? And then I was thinking, speaking of sad things, positive things. And then I was like, positive things about the internet. You can get an Uber to the hospital now. You can you can get an AI program to diagnose what you might have, so you might consider going to the doctor a little bit more. Like that application, I believe it is. She has a beautiful name, the application. That's my cat screeching in the corner. Not so beautiful. I do forget the name of the app, but I'll have to get back to you on that. It starts with an A. Darn it. You know, there's a lot of, like, I've noticed recently there's been a lot of, like, doctor apps, women's healthcare apps, which is, oh my goodness, so very sadly necessary in the USA, at least. So very sadly necessary. I won't even go into my story about that, but, I mean, that's a tale for another YouTube, really long YouTube video, probably. Here, I'm gonna keep it kind of, like, maybe I'll keep it more or less personal here, but it really just depends on you guys, how you're feeling. I have not actually, I've always kind of, like, gone on shock value, I'll be honest. So, you know, whatever shocks you the most, let me know. I don't know anymore. Nothing shocks me anymore. I was thinking I'd have a segment as well on, someone, you know, making a connection with me. Like, you know, we make friends, or, like, not friends. I won't be your friend. I say that in the nicest way. It's like, when you have so many people on social media, I really don't like social media, but I have to use it, you know, to promote myself, as, like, a business person, and, you know, respond to people that I don't know, and I'll forget who they are, and it feels bad when I do. I don't think you shouldn't make promises you can't keep to people online. They're just as important as regular people in real life. It sounds weird saying that, but it's true. It's true. The feeling is there. Connect, you know, I just want to make a connection, you know? So, you know, I was thinking maybe someone could, like, you know, call in. There used to be, like, a call-in feature where it was kind of like, you know, you have a guest on your show, your podcast. I would love to have guests on. Anyone, anybody, any average Joe, any average troll, any of you guys. Just, like, you know, tell me something about your life, like something that you, You know, make a connection with me, you know? Like, let's connect on the internet. What a strange thought. And I guess that would just be my advice for today. Like, don't be afraid to stream on here, your voice. Don't be afraid to tell your story. It's hard. It's really difficult sometimes. Sometimes it's really difficult. I'll find myself, when I'm talking about something that's really important to me, or something that's, you know, is really traumatic, I'll find myself, like, having my lungs feel like they close up a bit. I could even feel it right now. Like, just at the very bottom, they start to get a little bit tighter, and it's harder to breathe and really make your words more effective. But the more you practice, the better you'll get at it, and I think the better you'll be at public speaking as well. I feel like there just might be some correlation there. I definitely don't really remember what it was like before I was live streaming myself, not just voice-wise, but, like, you know, my face and, you know, my arms and legs and everything. And that was, I think, yeah, it was initially scary, but, you know, I don't think people should be afraid to stream on the internet, unless you're doing something really insidious or you have a very insidious job. You know, where you're a spy or you're in, you know, witness protection programs or whatever. Maybe you don't use it then. But, you know, you should just... things get buried in the internet, like I said. They do get buried. They can be brought up, but they do get buried. And most likely, your life is probably not... whatever you're going to do on the internet is probably not that significant. Like, I don't know, unless you're, like, a very well-known celebrity or politician... or you plan on being either of those. I, for one, don't want to be either of those. But we'll see, I suppose. I suppose I'll regret it later. Or not. I really don't know. So I think this will be fun, like a dystopian kind of internet vibe. I'm getting this I love dystopian internet vibes. That's my vibe. So anyway, guys. I hope you had a nice time. Some apps that... I only have iOS apps written down right now. But I really wanted to mention is Hyperspective. It's like Hyper, H-Y-P-E-R, Spec, like S-P-E-K-T-I-V. It's like all one word. Hyperspective. it's a paid app, I believe. It is paid, yeah. But it has some really cool... live video features, so you can make, like, music videos. It'll make fractal kind of you know, mandala patterns out of, like, just your camera, and it's completely, like, you know, copyright free because it's, like, your stuff. You know, it's like, this is a pile of my underwear and I'm gonna make it into a mandala, and you won't even know that it was a pile of underwear when I'm done with it, and it's gonna be the background of my music video for my SoundCloud or something like that. You know, like, you know, for something, a track that's been on my SoundCloud that I mean to make a video for. Something like that. Honestly, it's a really great app. It's got some really cool, like, selfies. I just took a bunch of selfies, I'll be honest. I'm such a narcissist. And honestly, it's so freaking cool. I think you should get it. I think it's worth the money. I thought it was worth the money. I don't regret it whatsoever. And I heard that they're going to be having, I believe, sometime soon they're going to be making... some new updates to it. I think it's I think they're making it paid per month, but they're gonna have, like, be adding new stuff all the time. I don't know. I hope it turns out to be worth the money, because I'm still gonna subscribe to that. I'm telling you, it's really honestly, as someone who uses a lot of different filming apps and things like that, this one's probably the most useless, maybe, for, like, streaming yourself being audible or detectable by the human eye, but you know, it's really, really, really cool. Alright, I've overhyped that. I'm not getting paid at all. Like, I swear I'm losing money doing that. I'm losing money. I think I literally tweeted at them. I was like, will you guys pay me to just sit around and use your app all day, because I'm taking some really good videos here. That's my app of the freaking month, of the year, of last year, I guess. So guys, tell me a little bit about yourselves. Connect with me. Connect. Come on, let's connect. Let's make America Online. Let's connect. I'll give you my CD, okay? CD as in the CD that you put, the CD-ROM, you know, you put in your computer. It's America Online. You install it. If that's not some sick joke, okay? That wasn't... That sounded like... I make everything sound like a sick joke in my head. All right. I'm going to take a break because I don't know what to talk about anymore. I'm always online, like, late at night. I think I might do some YouTube videoing, some video edits. But if anything comes to my mind, and if you guys happen to be up listening to podcasts by me, and you want to give them some input, I'll definitely respond, like, right away. All right. Thank you, guys. Cheers.